This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh my gosh.
Is that the first time you've heard it?
That's the first time anyone has heard it.
I like it. I dig it.
You don't even know what the last one sounded like, I bet.
I didn't watch an episode.
No one has. It's just a podcast.
Well, whatever you do with a podcast, I didn't do that.
It's so different. Thoughts?
What?
Notes?
It bangs.
It bangs. It's a bop.
It was a bangity bop. You were dancing. You were moving. You were grooving.
We were all grooving.
Miss Yost was back there fucking doing her thing.
We brought the house down. The roof is on fire.
It's on
and
fire.
We should call the authorities.
Well, we are going to see this podcast through and then we'll leave.
At least we'll stay to the end. That's
well,
really
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, that's dedication.
Do you
it's
have,
commitment.
It sounds like you have pretty good follow through. By the fact that if the roof was burning, you would wait to finish the podcast.
You would think. I feel like it's a lot of talk. And up until now in my life, it hasn't been there. recent activity involving a possible cult has really made me commit to what I'm doing in my life.
I really can't wait to get into that.
It's going
to
be so exciting.
But here we go. We, believe it or not, are recording another episode of Just a Tip, an advice podcast that's equally about its tangents as it is about its tips. I'm your host, Megan Batune, and today in the studio, I have with me a friend to help me help you, Justin James Hughes, the man with three names.
I got so many more.
Is that your full name, Justin James Hughes? Do you have any secret names or any Jewish names or
Catholic?
Yep.
Nope. No, I don't. What are there Jewish and Catholic names that are like hidden?
Well, in Catholicism, when you get confirmed, you get new names.
Oh.
You can like choose your new middle names.
No, I would choose like Galactite Spencer. Can that be my new name?
Yeah.
All right, done. Just to Catholics or how does that work?
Honestly, it's been a long time, but I think when you get confirmed, you adopt a new name of like a saint. And it comes after your middle name.
Ooh, I don't think there's any Saint Galactite Spencers.
Huh? You gotta live a better life and they'll make a saint out of you.
They're all like Saint Michael, Saint Paul.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Saint Boring.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Saint Bill. This is Saint Peter.
Why do you have to say it like that?
Well, it's how you say Paul and Michael.
If you don't know to who this voice is, his name is Justin. You knew that part. You may know him from his adventure blog. Can we say that? You
sure.
Have an adventure blog.
Yeah.
You have an inactive YouTube channel.
You know, it used to be very active, and then it's hibernating right now.
Okay, that's good.
It's going to reemerge.
That's good.
Yeah.
You also may know him from a Super Bowl commercial where you were devouring some wings.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. That was like right when we first met.
Was
we
it?
Were hanging out at Ryan's house, and then my commercial was playing.
That's right.
And everybody was so excited because I was on screen, and I was like, look at me, look at me.
Yeah, you were really eating those wings.
That was like 30 wings from Denny's that I plowed
from
through that
Denny's?
Night.
From Denny's? Denny's has wings?
Denny's has surprisingly good wings. I'm not even going to lie.
Denny's is pretty good if you want to wait forever and have something wrong with your food.
That's the only reason you go to Denny's.
How could Denny's be better?
Oh, there's a lot of ways Denny's could be better. One, change your name.
To what?
Lenny's.
Okay, not better. I would say
just
lateral move.
Lateral. I don't know, not Denny's.
My friend got in a car accident right in front of a Denny's, and I couldn't help but say, like, that was your grand slam. And I felt so good about it.
Uh-huh.
I felt bad about the car crash.
Yeah.
But I was like, ooh, that's just a little hanging fruit at this point.
If it wasn't for him losing that leg, that would have been really funny.
Oh, yeah, you just got in a car accident.
I did. I totaled my truck.
You have both legs. You did walk in limping, but I assume that was not from the car crash.
That's a different thing. That was, again, an occult accident. That was just a whole lot of dress shoes wearing, running around. That, you know, you should wear supportive shoes, folks. Orthotics, custom made, some arch support. Walk barefoot in the sand for 100 yard stretches at a time. It'll strengthen your feet, really, truly.
Truly, madly, deeply.
People take foot health for granted.
Yeah.
When was the last time you really just gave your feet some love?
Oh, I mean, a pedicure, probably.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
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 So those are a few things. If you also don't know, I dated you for 6 months.
I did not know that. When did this happen?
When I first moved to LA, Justin and I were dating, and then it was like 6 years in between. And we had recently connected as friends, and it's so interesting to me.
We went from strangers to dating to strangers to closer friends.
Right.
Now we can talk about fucking hemorrhoids. And.
But I think that, like, when we had met each other 6 years ago or however long it was, like, neither one of us was in a smart enough place emotionally to be able to speak honestly with each other. And we didn't really know each other. We didn't know who we were, so we couldn't tell each other who we were.
Yeah.
We weren't able to see each other as actual who we actually were.
Yeah. It takes getting comfortable in your own skin enough to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
To where you can just be like, hey, this is me. If you like me, cool. If not, also cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me personally, and I don't want to speak for you, I went through this phase where I needed people to like me.
Same.
And it was very unhealthy, and it was... I lost who I was in the process because I was trying to please everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it just was very recently again that I came out of that. And I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah. That's like, I mean, I don't know how many people can relate to this, but like getting known for doing one thing, like if say that you were like a YouTuber that did one specific thing, or you did a bunch of things, but you popped off on one specific thing. Mm. And then you get pigeonholed into doing that. And then when you're like, why am I only doing this because I got popular for doing it? And then... You've lost yourself. You've lost your passion. You've lost the want to make it.
That sounds like it's coming from experience.
Yeah, a little bit.
What was that one thing?
I would say the cooking videos. Yeah. I really liked them in the beginning. And then it just was like so much energy. And I felt like I wasn't funny enough. And so it was like, have you ever been doing something where you were like not confident at it, but you still were trying to push through doing it?
This podcast.
You're doing great.
I'm doing it.
Okay, well, you know a little bit about Justin, but let's get to know a little bit more. This is a game I call Bursa First. It's my favorite thing to do in the beginning. So it orients our listeners with who is going to be helping them through their sticky situations. It's one round of rapid-fire questions, everything from your first job to your first public cry. Mm. Take your breaths now.
Mm.
Take your meditative stance and trance.
Wait.
You just inhaled so heavily, your nostrils like switched sides.
My right one's smaller than my left, so now the left one's small. I got a very asymmetrical nose.
Okay, you took your jacket off, and now you're...
I'm seated, open
palms
body.
Palms
up, open body, ready to receive, ready to give. Let's do this.
Okay, let us go. Oh, whenever I yell stop, you have to either explain, elaborate, or tell the full story.
Got it.
Okay, here we go. I've never played the music like this, so this is going to be the first.
Ready.
This is the first of the Bursa First. 3, 2, 1. First job.
Lifeguard.
First car.
Eagle Talon, TSI all-wheel drive, 1996, white.
First pet.
A dog named Champ who died 3 days after we got him.
Okay, stop.
Yeah, that one stuck with me for a long time. I didn't even realize it. Until recent findings amongst my emotional health. But yeah, he had parvo. We adopted a dog with parvo, and then we got him, and he was sick immediately, and we took him to the vet, and he went down. Also, very ironic that his name was Champ.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I wasn't too attached to him. I barely knew him.
Moving on. First app you check in the morning.
Oh, Instagram.
First kiss location.
Mouth.
That's funny.
Is that not the normal place?
Where? It's like, where were you? Not where did you kiss them?
Oh, I see now. I see why that answer was funny. Where was I the first time I kissed somebody?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
Well, tell me.
Drunk in eighth grade.
Okay, we don't need to know what you...
Oh, okay, at a friend's house.
Why were you drunk in the eighth grade? Is that when people started drinking?
You know, I was born and raised in Vegas, and those idiots in that city, they grow up weird and fast. And
yeah. It was almost like, did you even come out of a vagina or just a slot machine?
I literally came out of a slot machine.
The human slot machine.
Oh, don't call my mother a human slot machine.
Okay, moving on. First major purchase.
My truck.
First choice in a karaoke book.
Alanis Morissette, Head Over Feet.
First internet screen name.
Old Dirty Hughes.
First celebrity crush.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
First breakup reason.
Too tall.
Excuse me? Someone was too tall?
She was too tall.
And you broke up with her because of height differences?
No. She
broke up with you because she was too tall?
She was too tall.
Ooh.
I was short. I went into high school at 4'11 and like 90 pounds. So I was a little guy. Also, just recently rediscovered, I was bullied and I had blocked that out of my memory.
What do you mean?
One time. These seniors were driving a Ford F-150 and they waved for me to like cross the street in the parking lot. And then when I started to cross the street and I was a little tiny freshman, they just sped up and hit me with their car. Oh,
that's not bullying. That's assault,
and then
sir.
I didn't know what to do because they were like four big football players. So I like waved and apologized and then moseyed on my way. And I completely forgot all about that until...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, crazy.
You didn't get hurt?
No.
I mean, emotionally.
No, I had so many books in that backpack. It was like... I was safe. I was very safe. I looked like a turtle with a shell.
What does a turtle look like without a shell?
Naked. naked and afraid and alone. He's like, what the fuck happened?
Okay, we're almost done here. First concert.
U2 and Rage Against the Machine.
First thing you do when you like someone.
Kiss them on the mouth.
That's the first thing you do?
Get to know them more.
Okay, first show you binge watched.
First show I binged watched?
Yeah.
Oh, Scrubs.
First excuse you make when trying to cancel plans.
Hey, I don't want to go.
It's not really an excuse. I appreciate that. And first public cry.
Oh, man. I cried everywhere. I'm a crier, folks. I cried grocery store.
It was the grocery store where you first cried publicly.
Yeah, I don't even remember. I used to cry so bad in movie theaters when my parents would try to go see a movie when I was little. They would just shove my face in their lap and put jackets over me.
I think you were bullied in more than one way.
Yeah, I forgot about that, too. Growing up, man, you block things out. Then you wonder why you have emotional issues.
I know. Isn't it crazy? Like, sometimes I feel like people don't think that they do have those emotional issues. Oh, or, like, childhood issues.
Yeah, they're all insane.
But, like, we all do. No matter if your parents are the best parents in the world, you still have something.
Yeah. Yeah, and you never get over the ones you do have. Even if you, like, can deal with them and you know what they are. Mm. You know, you're never done growing or learning.
Do you think that it's possible to grow from it? Like, so if you have a story that you were telling yourself from, like, the earliest memory, and you know about it, and you've been working on it, do you think you can actually, like, kick it like a bad habit?
100%, yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, in the last, I'd say, month, I've completely shifted the stories I tell myself, my self-talk, all of it. Where, I mean, it still pops up from time to time, but I'm able to catch it almost instantly and mm-hmm. be like, no, we're not talking about ourselves that way anymore. We're not making excuses or playing victims
yeah.
in our story anymore. So I went through this whole thing where every time I blamed anybody in my life or played victim, whether it was with my parents, whether it was with friends. I took those stories and rephrased them all. So that even that bully story, mm-hmm. I was like, hey, I was in a parking lot. I should have let them go first and be like, no, it's fine. Maybe I should have tried to fight them immediately after. Even if I got my ass kicked, I would have stood up for myself. Mm. So it's taking that ownership and accountability for your past stories instead of putting them on other people.
Yeah. My one thing, though, like, completely agree, but, like, the using the word should, like, you did what you did, and that is good.
Sure. I should have said could. And right there.
You just said you should have.
Absolutely. I don't should on yourself, folks. That's my advice. Just nix the word should.
You said it so many times.
You should totally do that.
But, like, that's the other thing is I because I say I should have done that so many times. I'm like, that's not what I did.
Sure.
And what I did led me to this moment. So not going backwards, but just going, okay, in the future, I won't do this, or, like, I will do that, instead of retrospectively going, like, I should have done that, and then feeling bad about it.
No. No, you can go over options and see what different avenues could have been taken. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's what you do, there's what you don't do, and then you just move on from there, for me anyway.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. When did you move to LA?
2008. March of 2008. I had graduated college in 2007, broke up with my girlfriend at the end of 2007. I spent every day on my mom's couch for a good 4 months until she started beating me with a broom and saying, get out of my house.
Okay.
And she threw all my clothes into the street.
Wait, your mom or your girlfriend?
And she called me a cab and she said, go.
Is this real?
Not at all.
Okay.
The part on the couch, yeah. I was playing Mass Effect, for any of you fans that know the video game Mass Effect. Mass Effect 1 was very enthralling. I totally got caught up in that world. I was the commander of a spaceship, and I got to fly all over and do a bunch of cool stuff.
It's really funny because, like, if someone walked in right now or just started listening to this, like, you could, this, like, video game talk could be taken like you're a crazy person. If you just started saying, like, I was a spaceship commander.
I was. Absolutely was.
I truly was. It's like that episode of Black Mirror, that USS Callister. Have you seen that? It was like the first episode of Black Mirror.
Oh, yes.
That is so mind-boggling because I bet that's real.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, my God.
Have you listened to Elon Musk talking about living in a simulation or?
I mean, that's literally everybody.
Yeah, we all listen to that. That's it. Just go listen to that podcast.
Just go listen to that. Here's a person that just moved to LA slash might move to LA. All I can see is it says moving to LA. And now we have people that have voiced their questions versus me reading them. Are you ready to hear the first voice?
I'm beyond excited.
I already have so many voices in my head. Let's add another
one. Let's just throw it in there.
Here we go. Moving to LA.
Moving to LA.
Hi, Megan. I'm 26 years old and I still live with my parents here in New York City. Since I was young, I would visit California once a year to visit family. Each year, I tell myself I would move out there, but I'm stuck and can hardly land any interviews. Sometimes I feel like it's because I'm already employed and the hassle to schedule an interview from another state affects my chances. I save enough money to last me at least 7 or so months, and I have urges to quit my job just to move out there, but my parents, Filipino strict, are holding me back due to all the insecurities, no health benefits, and the fear of my student loans are getting in the way. Do you have any advice on moving to a different state from East Coast to West Coast?
East Coast to West Coast.
I think Megan Batum might have done that.
I did do that.
Do you have any advice?
I mean, it's so hard because any parent, regardless if they're Filipino or not, or just like the strict Asian stereotype is like all their parents want is for their kids to be safe and to be taken care of. And so the only advice I could really have, aside from just like following your heart and just going for it and making it work, is like if there's a way to just work like 5 jobs so that you can almost convince your parents that you're safe. I mean, he said that he has 7 months worth of money, and that's like a good enough, you know, bed to fall back on for your parents. But I mean, I think like you're familiar with this concept of like no back door, like don't give yourself an option. Don't give yourself an option to not go for something. Like once you commit to something, to do it.
I say do it.
Yeah, but what about the parents part?
I think, you know, it's your life. Yes, your parents want you to be happy and they want you to be safe. They also want you to be close. Your parents love you, and a close family dynamic is very important to any Filipino family.
Mm-hmm.
Probably most families in general, I would say. Yeah. Yeah. pretty much all families like
pretty much all families much just want to be with their
so that being said, that's where they're coming from. Where you have to come from is, where are you happy? If you're not happy in New York City, a change of environment can be a great catalyst for changing other aspects in your life. But it's also one of those things, if you are just dying of other issues going on in your life and you think a change of environment is gonna be the cure,
yeah,
it's not. You're gonna bring all that with you. So I think handle your stuff in New York City before you move out to California. Don't leave your family in like a weird position, but handle it. And if you want to get out to California, fucking get out to California. Take a leap of faith, and worst case scenario, your parents love you. You can always move back to New York City.
Right. If you were to move to a different state today, where would it be?
Me?
Yeah.
Vancouver. I would move to Vancouver, Washington.
Why?
It's right across the river from Portland. I love Portland. But in Oregon, you can't pump your own gas, which I think is weird.
Yeah, why is that? That's so archaic.
They just don't trust you. I mean, I wouldn't trust you with a gas pump.
I wouldn't either. I've driven off with one in my car still.
Have you really? You've been one of those people?
What? How many of those people are there?
I see videos all the time, and I'm like, you guys are idiots. And then meanwhile, you're
why is how
one.
Is there videos of it? Are people just
surveillance
like—
Surveillance camera.
Oh.
People that work at gas stations don't have a lot going on. So anytime something crazy happens, they're probably like, shit, let me check the security camera. And then they put it on their YouTube or Instagram.
They put it on their YouTube.
And they're like, I'm famous. That guy ran into the gas pump.
It's so embarrassing. It's when you're just not paying attention.
Were you high? Were
no.
you drunk?
No. I was talking with somebody for so long.
On the phone?
No. Outside. Like, a friend and I ended up going to the same gas station right before we were supposed to meet.
Yeah, I always do that. Just meet at the gas stations?
On accident?
No, on purpose.
Okay, good.
My first dates are usually at gas stations.
And so I forgot that I was in my car and I drove off, and it was so mortifying. But it was hilarious at the same time because it's a story. My thing about my life is I don't think I have enough stories.
Oh, well, bad decisions make the best stories.
I know.
Get out there and start making some bad decisions.
But the thing is—
Do you feel like you've been playing your life too safe?
Yes.
Okay, then take some bigger risks. Stretch.
It's just so much like work.
What is?
To take risks.
It's sure.
It's harder to take risks when you have pets, honestly.
Because I have pets?
Pets. Because if someone was like, hey, do you want to go to Tijuana on like a random Friday? It's like, well, I've got like this business and I have these cats and I can't really leave.
You did leave and you didn't even feed them, so.
No.
They'll survive just fine.
Okay, so clarification. I have an automatic pet feeder, and one time I left and the cats knocked out the plug. So when I came back, the food was stuck. Not that I didn't feed them.
They lived, everybody curious at home.
Now you sound like a bad pet owner.
They're cats. You're going to be just fine. I'm not downplaying the importance of cats. Anybody that loves cats, I'm not saying like, oh, they're just cats, I don't care. Cats are very, they can fend for themselves. They got their shit. Cats don't need that much attention. Maybe just put a mouse in your apartment before you leave and call it a day.
Call it a day.
Hopefully they'll become friends because I love mice.
What?
You don't love mice? I think they're cute as shit.
They are cute.
All right.
One time, Crumbs, one of my cats, was like playing with my computer mouse, and I was like, oh,
That's cute. That's super cute.
This is incredible.
That's super cute.
This is a Google image search if I've ever thought of
one. Did you take it?
No. I tried, and they're real slick.
They're so quick.
The cats are quick.
Yeah, cats are quick. Yeah, it's gone before you know it.
What's the last big risk you took?
Ooh, wow. Coming on this podcast.
This is a risk?
Yeah, man. What if I sound stupid? What if the people at home are like, that guy's an idiot? What if the people at home go to my Instagram page and they're like, you're stupid?
Aww.
What if the... No, I'm joking.
I feel like
they
that
might.
All the time.
They might. Fuck it. They might.
Yeah, they might. And then what?
Fuck them.
Well, no.
Don't literally.
Okay. We should move on.
What were we talking about?
Moving and risks.
Where would you move?
Oh, I would move to New York City.
Oh, just trade places.
Okay. East Coast to West Coast.
And then you go
Here
West Coast
West
East Coast.
Coast. Yeah.
If you could stay at his parents' place.
No, I think I need to live alone. The thing about living alone is you have so much freedom, but there's also like a sense of loneliness whenever you want human interaction. It's not just like inherently there. When you're Here's an actual tip for someone that used to be a roommate and then is now living alone and sometimes will miss having someone always there, is maybe like just offer your place to like friends and be like, if you ever know anybody that wants a place to stay, then you, it makes you look good, but it's also like you get a little friend out of it.
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, I have an open door policy at my place. People are always spending the night.
Really?
Every night, I feel like every single night, either Julio or myself has somebody over and crashed on the couch, and it's very communal. And
that's fun.
It's great. It's really great. And it's big enough, and Julio's usually not home. So I have a lot of time to myself. Sometimes, yes, I come home and he's there, and I'm just like, oh, I just want to be fucking alone. Jesus.
I know.
But on those nights, I feel like usually it's a good thing I'm not alone.
Right.
Because you want to be alone for a reason. You want to be alone so that you can, like, stew or sometimes just disconnect. But if I want to do that, I can always just go in my yard and sit in nature and be there.
I like that. Why are you staring at me?
Is that not allowed? I don't know how podcasts work.
Well, no one can.
What am I supposed to look at?
I guess anything you want.
All right. I'm looking away and to the right for those of you at home that can't see what I'm doing. I'm just staring off into the distance now. I'm staring at Miss Yost.
Okay. We should take a break in a second, but I'm going to play one riddle. Justin and I like to do riddles. We're really into escape rooms. I'm going to just type in like quick riddle and we're going to have to solve it. Hopefully we haven't done some of these. Oh my God. 15 stupidly simple riddles most people cannot solve.
All right.
Okay.
Here's a chance to either feel great or feel terrible about yourself.
Oh, it's like half answers already. Okay, here goes. A boy and a doctor went fishing. The boy was the doctor's son, but the doctor wasn't the boy's father. Who is the doctor? Oh, the mother.
The mother.
We already.
We did something like that just the other day.
What
we prepped for our escape room with riddles we found online. Just to get our brains working outside the box.
The thing is, if you do an escape room and you're not lubricated mentally, you're not going to do as well.
No, also physically, because sometimes you got to sneak into some holes to find some things and keys.
I don't think that's an escape room you're doing.
Oh, no?
I think that's coitus.
Sometimes I feel like I just want to get out of there.
Me all the time. What do an island... What do an island and the letter T have in common? An island in the letter. They are shaped like a peninsula. They are surrounded by, they're surrounded by C's. Wait, Q-R-S-T-U-V. C and S
and V. S and U.
They are, what do an island in the letter T have in common? Thoughts? Think aloud.
Like there's tropical tea and there's tropical islands.
So they just share the letter?
They can both be tropical.
What do an island?
Oh, in the letter T.
In the letter T.
I was thinking T-E-A.
Oh, no, no.
The beverage.
T. Yeah, the letter T. So what does an island have? What are things islands have?
Palm trees. Sand.
Sand.
Tom Hanks.
Surrounded by water. Surrounded by sea. I feel like we should get this. Should we move on?
No. Yes.
Okay, I'll just
only
tell
for if in real life, don't give up so easily, folks. Sit with it for
but
a day or two.
We're doing this for a day or two on a riddle.
Sure. What else do you have going on? Just focus, commit.
Okay.
What's the answer?
The answer is they're both in the middle of water. If you miss this one, you still haven't learned your lesson from number one. If you were dealing with wordplay here, not all these riddles are wordplays, but a lot of them are. Okay, let's.
There's no answer further than that. How's T in the middle of water? The letter T is in the middle of water?
That doesn't really make sense to me still. Start channeling your inner.
Move on. If you know, if you can explain it to us,
they're
please
both
leave
in the middle of water? I really don't get that.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
You have to think like a poet. Water.
T.
Water. Oh, I'm dumb. Oh, now I got to say one nice thing about me. I've been doing this thing. If I or a person around me says something bad about them, I have to say, we have to combat it with something positive.
Sure, I think you should do two.
Why?
Because you got to, because look, if you say negative and like, yeah, you want to be positive.
Oh my God, so to say two nice things.
Two nice things about yourself.
I think I'm very curious.
Like a cat.
Mm-hmm. And I think I'm very caring.
Yes.
Yes. Now let me explain what this answer is. What do an island and the letter T have in common? An island is physically in the middle of water, and the letter T is the third letter of a five-letter word. So it's right in the middle.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I don't love it.
I don't love it either.
It's fine. I don't feel stupid. I feel like that was a stretch, Mr. Guy Who Writes Riddles.
On that note, we are going to get our brains back on track to helping
back
people.
Back on track.
While Justin gives us an extra piece of advice, you can find at Just a Tip Podcast on Instagram, and we will be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey.
Oh my God, we're back.
Oh my gosh, we're back.
Before we get into Act Two, tell the people what you're currently obsessed with right now and you can't get enough of it in your life.
I volunteer at the California Wildlife Center, and I feed baby animals and help nurse them back to health and return them to the wild, and it is my favorite day of the week. Every time I'm there, I am just smiles and giddy, and I feel full in my heart. So I can't get enough of it, and I'm trying to find ways to make that a full-time gig while also doing everything else I want to do.
Question.
Answer.
So, you know how a little baby bird gets fed by the mama bird that chews up and like masticates the food and spits it back out in the mouth?
Yes.
What's your protocol?
We tube feed them. So we'll have a formula that for
see.
Each specific bird, and then we
so
have
less put, fun is what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't get to chew it up and spit it in their mouths.
But yeah, I feel like you would be a person that would do that.
I try. It just went all over their faces. And
yeah. Oh,
they couldn't
bird
see
face.
Anything. Yeah.
That's cute.
They're super cute.
Okay. For my thing that I'm currently obsessed with right now, I would say, ooh, I did not prepare for this.
Dun, dun.
I mean, pancakes are real good. It is, you're right, and it is not on the same level of saving animals.
You know, hey, we've been going back and forth this whole time. Deep, light, you know, it works.
It's just I had some today, and I forgot how good they were.
Yeah, pancakes are pretty good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you have syrup, butter?
Oh, yeah.
Fruit?
A person that doesn't have syrup and butter on their pancakes, why are you eating pancakes?
I don't know. Is that a riddle?
No, there's no answer to that.
No, people would be weird. Are you on board with the rolling up, like the pigs in a blanket for breakfast?
Like a
breakfast
sausage? Well, here's the thing. A lot of people around me don't eat pork, and it's starting to make me feel weird.
Yeah, I don't eat pork.
No, I know this.
Does it make you feel weird?
Maybe if we were to go to like Korean barbecue together and I would just be stuck eating
all the pork
chicken.
Dishes. Chicken and beef? I can do beef.
I mean, brisket is amazing.
Brisket.
But like pork belly is my favorite food. Like I'm Filipino. That's like our staple. Pork rinds. Pork everything. Gravy. I need it.
You can do that. I mean, you can make your own choices in life for sure.
I know, but
But when you look a pig in its eyes and it is just crying and it says to you, bitch.
Pigs just say pigs.
Please don't eat me. Please, I am begging you.
Yeah, then I probably wouldn't do it.
Then you wouldn't do it.
It's something I should work on. How about another question?
I don't know. I think pancakes should be the topic for the next 2 hours.
Honestly, I could do with that.
You could, easily.
Okay, but
butter
this
pecan
one.
Butter pecan syrup from IHOP.
This next one that I'm reading, it might be interesting because it says living with an ex. Which we're exes.
We're not living together.
I know, but
I'm living with, like, we're living together because we're on the same planet.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. And we're in the same room. Is this a new Lil Dicky song?
Lil Dicky. On the same planet.
Ready for this one?
So ready.
Here we go.
Hey, Megan. I'm 28 years old, and I've recently cut ties with an ex-boyfriend. We have been dating on and off for about 2 years. It finally came to an end for the last time when he confessed that he had been seeing another girl while I was trying to plan a trip for his birthday. He ended up planning to have drinks with this new girl on his birthday instead.
Oh.
We've had many problems during our relationship, and he's done many hurtful things over the course of it. But this is something that hurts the most since he was seeing someone behind my back while we were still having relations. The obvious answer is to try to move on, but the problem is that he lives right above me. So I live in a first floor condo where I can see and hear people get in and out of their cars and walk by my place through my windows. We hardly run into each other, but I can still see him from my windows daily. This has made moving on more difficult because it makes me still think about him and what he's doing all the time. Moving out is not an option because I own the condo for the last 2 years and I do not rent it. How can I cope with this breakup and move on when I'm still living near this person and still have to see him around?
Whoa. I wonder if she can, like, evict him. Like, you know those signs when you're going to a restaurant and they're like, we can and will, or we have the right to refuse service to anybody for any reason.
Mm.
Like, why don't you just put one of those signs up on a window? And then he's like, you can't evict me. And then you just point to that sign, quick whip pan to it. Get out.
Yeah, you're really not going too deep on this one.
Okay, well, you did. Well, if she can't leave, something's got to give.
Sure, sure. My advice would be this. Look up guided meditations. You can find them on YouTube for cord cutting. If you can cut that emotional cord that connects you to him, it's not going to matter who's coming over, what's going on with him. Just move past it emotionally, and then the problem takes care of itself. Yes, that's easier said than done, but Google it, cord cutting.
Wow. So it seems like one of us has grown more than the other in the time we've spent apart. And I think it's me.
I think it's you. I 100% agree.
That would be good. Okay.
The simple answers are usually the best answers.
Yeah, as we learn from water in the riddle.
The tea is in the middle.
I'm honestly mad and I want to do another one because now I think I'm ready. I think my brain is ready for it, but let's help this person first.
All right.
If we help this person, we will then get a riddle.
What if we don't?
Then we don't get a riddle. Right. Then the riddle is solving this problem.
All right, we're going to help you, dude.
Okay.
Or girl.
I think that would be the best, is to be able to coexist. That's all we all want. But that doesn't take care of the pain. I haven't done this cord cutting thing. Have you done this?
Yeah.
Does it work?
I mean, it's an ongoing process, yeah, but you absolutely can. And it's about, you know, moving on, but it's not just moving on for the sake of moving on. It's not the normal moving on the way you and I would think of it. It's about actually like seeing where the connection is still so that you can treat that. So for me, when I had to cut my last emotional cord with my ex, it was the connection that we shared. And
right.
this weird belief that I would never experience that again.
Mm.
And as long as you can look at the future with brighter eyes than the past, then anything's possible. And you can cut any emotional cord. And if you've ever had something similar in the past, you can have it again.
Right.
Yeah.
And even better, and even more so. I think that, like, in the beginning, though, it's going to be, like you said, a process in order to cut this cord. But what happens in between being in that good place and seeing this person every single time and seeing who they're bringing over? And, like, we're so naturally curious about whatever we don't need to be paying attention to. So she's always going to be, like, wondering who's going to be in these cars and, like, sizing herself up, probably, as I would.
Yeah. Yeah. And you would compare. And, it's a tricky situation.
Instagram.
You kind of... Yeah, you make a fake name, follow them with a fake name because they blocked your regular account.
You'd figure it out.
And
you'd
then
find
you just
a way.
Download some random dude's pictures offline and you create the account with those. And
I mean, another option, if this is a little extreme, but like even though you own it, you could rent it.
Yeah.
She says that she doesn't rent it, but like
can
you
she
could.
Airbnb it out and then you go on like a holiday and just clear your space? Can you go somewhere for 6 months? Can you just rent it out and find another place to stay? For 6 months to a year.
My litmus test for what my house looks like is if someone would rent it out on Airbnb. Like, I'm like, once I get to that point where someone would be like, this is a sick pad, man, I'm like, oh, I did a good job.
Did it.
Because it's so hard to see when you're doing it all alone. And you're like, is it good enough? Like, I don't know. I'm trying to make it cozy. But like when I think of it from another person's perspective, I'm like, oh, it's actually pretty nice.
You post pictures on Airbnb with no intention to rent it out just as a gauge.
Yeah.
Only 5 people want to rent it this week.
The thing is, like, if you would rent out your own place as an Airbnb, that means you like it.
Ooh, yeah. I wouldn't rent my place.
It's a fun, like, mental exercise.
Yeah. I mean, my place isn't my place. I moved into my roommate's place, and it's got his, like, vibe to it.
Yeah.
Which is cool. It's a cool vibe. I don't know that it's necessarily my vibe. But your place, like, you're happy with your place, and you're like, damn, this is great. Crate and Barrel.
Yeah, it is very Crate and Barrel-y. Okay, wait. What is your most awkward breakup story? Do you have one?
Most awkward?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, where you didn't want to be seen afterwards, or, like, you had to sneak around so that you didn't run into them. Or has it always
been... When you and I broke up, it was like, we had a lot of mutual friends.
Yeah.
So I was always thinking I'd run into you, or we would run into each other from time to time.
I ran into you at a burger spot. Do you remember this? This must have been like 2 or 3 years after we broke up. It's called Hook Burger in Burbank. And you were with someone, and I don't think we said hi to each other, but we looked at our other person's eyes.
I think we saw each other.
Yeah.
And then purposefully, this is where how mature we were then. We acted like we didn't see each other.
Do you not remember this?
I totally remember that. Because you and I used to go to Hook Burger.
Yeah.
And then every time after that, Cobb Salads, every time after that, I would always be like, oh, I really want a Hook Burger, but I hope Megan's not there.
The Hook Burger's awesome. They have a pretzel bun.
Pretzel bun.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yep. I remember seeing you there. And then I saw you somewhere else. And I was like, this is so weird. I never run into any of my exes, but I ran into you twice.
Did we say anything that time?
I don't remember.
Hmm.
Yep.
I don't really remember. Like, the Fiesta Movement, we ran into each other.
Yes. But, like, I'm trying to make this, like, not boring for other people, because we're like, here's our
lives.
We're
just reminiscing. Sorry, folks.
But, like, when you would see me after we broke up, like, was it ever weird? Or were you like, I don't know how she feels? Like, because it wasn't on...
For me, it was weird every single time.
But why?
I had this weird need for, like, validation.
Like, that we were okay?
Yeah, and we never really addressed it. We never really talked about how we were doing, and whenever we would actually speak, it felt very, like, feigned, like, oh my God, hi!
And that was just your voice.
Oh yeah, you're much deeper.
Yeah, it didn't really have much, I mean, but I feel like that's how all exes are when they don't want to actually be honest, because so many people take it as like a competition.
Yes.
Of like, oh, I'm doing better than you, or like, I am already moved on.
Yeah, that's why I didn't like you for so long.
What do you mean?
We broke up and then you were just hit this stride in your career, and I was like, this bitch, fucking, I was killing it. Now she's killing it?
I was eating the wings, and now she's eating the wings.
Hey, how you doing? I'm fine. It's good to see you too.
I love she's eating the wings as...
She's eating the wings.
Meaning that you're doing better than the other person.
Yeah, man. When you're eating the wings in life, that's the best. When you're eating the wings.
Honestly, that is the best time of my life, is when I'm eating wings.
Yeah, yeah. That's the new saying. What are you doing? Living life, eating the wings.
Eating the wings.
Eating the wings, bro.
It is. I've never ran into any other exes. It's so weird. And I'm friends with like two of my exes. But other than that, like, I think I get like really hurt. And so I never want to feel that again.
Were you really hurt when we broke up?
I was. Well, you were really mad. Okay. So I guess you're still mad.
You did it to me.
No, I wasn't mad. I felt really bad.
Sure. Sure, yeah. I mean, that happens when you break somebody's heart and, you know, they're just a puddle of tears for a few years after you break up and they contemplate living and what this whole existence is.
This is ridiculous.
You know, no, we're fine now. It's fine. Everything's fine. It's fine.
I've never seen someone skid more red than right now.
Oh, man, guys, I'm fine.
So when this happened, because maybe people are going through breakups right now, I'm sure... Many. It feels like something we do often. When you get broken up with someone, or when you break up with someone, regardless, when a breakup happens, do you need space, or do you like try and make it okay right away?
make the friend thing okay right away? Or
yeah,
what?
Or do you try to save the relationship even if you know it's going downwards just so you can have something to hold on to?
I will always try to save that sinking ship.
Really?
Even if I know it's going down, I still try to save it because in my past, it's been very hard for me to let go. You?
You're asking me if I... Yeah. I block out really quickly. But I think that's... It might be healthy just so I can, like, move on quicker. But it also... It doesn't allow me to kind of feel those feelings. It's like, now I've done so much, like, inner work that I understand that I need to go through that. And I can't just skip over it because it'll, like, solidify. And then it'll have, like, this weird underpinning on any other relationship that's just, like, not a good place to start. But usually anytime I'm hurt, I recoil so hard and I just try to do it on my own. I like bury myself in work. I mean, that's why I started like getting some traction because I put everything I had into working.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, I know a lot of like our artist peers that do the same thing. And it's like, it's a definite way of avoiding and coping at the same time, but still getting something out of it where it's like,
that's smart. Yeah.
You could mask it as success or you could mask it as like, taking pain and making it something productive, but it's really just like a big old mask.
Yeah, I went the other way. I went into like this deep, dark pit of loneliness and despair. And then I lived there for like 6 years.
What was the rent like?
It was cheap.
I don't, it sounds expensive. It sounds like it costs your happiness every minute.
How much does happiness cost, really?
Is that a riddle?
$4.95.
Okay, our tip on this person either staying or moving out or dealing with this ex that they might see through the window all the time is the meditations.
Yep, cord cutting meditations, and I would try to find a new environment.
I would also, and I understand that you own the condo, but if you own it, that means you can rent it.
Yeah, there's always possibilities you can create for yourself, and you got to think about what's healthiest for you and what's healthiest for your mindset.
Agree. Okay. We have enough time for one more riddle.
Oh, shit.
Before we move on to the next thing.
I mean, darn.
Okay. Here we go.
I'm ready.
I'm trying to find one that doesn't just give me the answer right away.
Don't give it to you.
Okay. I have keys and no locks. I have a space, but no room. You can enter, but can't go outside. What am I?
It's a keyboard.
You think so?
What? Give it to me again?
You're right. You're right. You're right. Oh, you're so right. I have keys, but no locks. So you have keys. I have space, but no room. You have keys and space. Yep. You can enter key, gotcha. But you can't go outside. You're so right. And I'm mad about it. A keyboard. Okay. Let's do one where I can get it.
Okay. Do you want me to not get it? Do you want me to be like, I don't know?
No. What comes once in a minute and twice in a moment, but never in 1,000 years?
M.
Yep. You already heard that, and I knew it was coming.
I didn't already hear it.
Okay, let's do another one.
I mean, I heard it when you said it.
I have two coins that add up to 30 cents. One is not a nickel. What are the two coins?
I know this one.
You do?
Yeah.
Give me a hint. I wasn't able to think about it because I was reading it.
Okay, read it again.
And I don't have reading retention.
I have two coins. They add up to 30 cents. One of them is not a nickel.
Am I stupid? Or am I supposed to get it?
No, you are caring and curious.
That's nice. Two coins that add up to 30 cents. Okay, I don't know. What is it?
You're going to hate it. I'm so sorry.
Wait, give me a hint then.
Oh. It's in the question. Like the... I don't know if that's the hint.
Well, give me the real hint. I want to get it.
I don't know that I can give you a hint without giving it away. It's a word issue. It's not an actual coin issue.
Of course. What is it? I'm sad.
It's a nickel and a quarter.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's okay. This is the saddest I've been, I think, ever. This is my rock bottom.
You hit it. You hit it. With that bad riddle.
I hated that riddle. Okay, back to the actual format, something that makes me happier. The next section, this is our last section before we have to say goodbye. Wow. I know we've reached the end almost.
I want to go on Joe Rogan's because they talk for like 3 hours. This felt very short. I don't feel like I got to say everything I wanted to say.
This is like being on Joe Rogan's if I just got mad at something, right? Working out! Supplement! That's like the same thing as Joe Rogan's podcast.
Do you listen to Joe Rogan's podcast?
Honestly, no.
It shows. It shows.
What is it?
It's very insightful. He's very curious. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he talks about supplements. Brought to you by Onnit. Do you want nootropics? Kettlebell swings.
Brought to you by Box Jumps.
Squarespace. This episode brought to you by... All right, go ahead.
This is called Tip Jar. When I say the words tip jar, you're going to make any sort of jingle because we don't have the rights to any published song.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Called Tip Jar.
It's called Tip Jar. And now for a segment called Tip Jar.
Tip Jar, where you can put your tips.
That was beautiful. Oh, God. Okay,
I missed the note at the end.
I'm going to read a suggestion that was left as a comment on the podcast Instagram, and we have to give one quick tip on each subject.
Quick tips in the tip jar.
That's right. Here we go. Stage fright. Do you have a quick tip on stage fright?
Yeah, face your fears. Get in front of people more.
That's easier said than done.
No, it's not. You can go to Third Street Promenade and just start shouting shit. You can go anywhere, any public space.
If you don't live in Los Angeles, Third Street Promenade is a big street.
Like an outdoor walkie mall type situation.
And it's like very open to buskers. So if you were to have...
Did you say busker?
Busker.
What's a busker?
That's the people that like perform for money.
People that perform for money are buskers.
Right?
I don't know.
Yes. I know things.
Buskers.
Look, maybe I don't know a nickel and a quarter, but I do know what a busker is.
I had no clue.
So if you had to go on the street and busk, what would your talent be?
Ooh, this is actually a YouTube video that I was going to shoot.
Really?
It was go be a street performer because it's something that just
what were you going to perform?
Make me uncomfortable. I didn't know yet.
You've got to figure it out now. You have to, today, this is a hypothetical.
I love it.
Today, you have to go to Third Street Promenade and put a hat out and do something. And you have to make enough to pay for a hotel room.
What would tonight. I do?
What would you do?
Oh, man. I would... paint myself,
mm-hmm.
and then do jumping jacks.
Why do you have to paint yourself to do jumping jacks?
Because I feel like you don't get any money if you're not painted.
That is true.
Goldman makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That's how I got the name.
Yeah. Gold.
Why? Is that?
Why do you paint yourself?
Because it's fun to look at, because people think you're a statue.
You have to look like something somebody would want to take a picture with if you're not going to have any real discernible talent, which is what I lumped myself into, really, with my previous comment.
Jumping jacks, though, I feel like you could probably do something a little bit more impressive than that.
Sure, but I mean, it's enough that I could inspire.
Bench press people. Ooh. That could be like, people would take a picture with that. Come take a picture with the CrossFit man. And then you would be like, yeah. And then you would be Joe Rogan's podcast.
I'm sorry. Are you like the Barker? And I'm like, yeah. Step right up. We have CrossFit man. He will bench press you. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I just picture like a 300-pound dude like, bench press me, bro.
Oh, dang. That would.
Then I snap my wrists. Clack, clack.
Yeah,
and I'm like, it wasn't worth it.
You get 5 cents. You just get a picture. That would be really hard to sustain.
What would you would dance, I'd imagine.
No, I think I would do calligraphy.
Really?
I would go, yeah, like people would walk up because it's easier than dancing and I could do it for a whole day.
Mm.
So it's like if people came up, I had like a permanent like felt tip pen or a Sharpie. And then I'm like, what's your name? And they give me, I could do it like on a piece of paper or if they have like something that they want. And then I'd go, okay, $5.
Oh, you know, I'm going to change mine. I would ask them some questions and then I would type up a poem for them.
I've been to an event like that.
You've been to an event like that?
Yeah, like I went to...
There's a real thing like that?
So there was an event where I think in the corner they had like a typewriter poet and he would talk to... I feel like maybe you went to this event because this is a weird...
No, that would be fucking weird.
Yeah, it is weird. And so you would talk to this guy for a bit and then he would like clack, 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 type a little like one...
Clack, clack, clack.
Like one or two stanza poem and give it to you.
Yeah, that's totally what I would do. I want to know who this guy is.
Are you good at writing poems?
Yeah, I write poems all day, every day.
Can you share one?
That I've written?
Yeah.
Ever?
Yeah.
I can write you a poem right now.
Okay.
Megan Batune, I am so happy. Looking at you makes me want to take a nappy. Being on your podcast has been such a joy. Like a little kid on Christmas when he gets a new toy. I like talking about things like love and moving out. And every once in a while, you make me want to shout. Rah.
Yikes.
This is getting worse by the word.
Here, I'll add
wait,
some
wait,
music.
Wait, no, wait, 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 wait. Finish it good.
Wait. Okay, wait.
Should we delete all of that?
Yes. Which means now, definitely no.
Definitely.
We have to keep
no,
that.
No,
no. No, let me give you background music. So I'm going to give you something.
I write love poems better than on the spot poems.
Okay, good. Well, here you go. Here's some.
Oh, you're searching. All right.
No, that's called.
I'm writing a poem to this. Yo.
Wait. Okay, here. Hang on.
Hey, hang on.
I just put in strings. Like, I was just imagining that I would just have a bunch of, like, hopeful strings. Here you go. This is called.
Dearest beloved, I'm writing you this poem.
It's coming up. Here we go. Go for it.
Wait, give me a topic. What am I writing this poem to and on?
Okay, moving on, because this girl is talking.
Moving on. All right.
Okay, here you go.
I'm going to pretend your ex's name is Jacob, because we don't know. Jacob, it's been a while since I've felt your warm embrace. It's been a while since I've put my hand upon your face. It's been a while since you made my heart warm. And I just want to tell you that the past isn't the new norm. I'm moving out, and I hope to never see you again. And when the day comes, I'm going to pretend that what you and I had was special and meant a lot. But really, fuck you. I'm going to go smoke some pot.
It was really good. Honestly, beginning, middle, and end.
You know, I thought there was a nice story arc to it. again, I swear too much. I'm sorry. We're going to have to bleep that out.
That's, oh my God, we did, that was supposed to be one quick tip. It turned into that.
That whole thing. You know, she got a lot of it. I hope she gets a lot out of it.
Yeah, stage fright. I think that's
what. Oh shit, we went back to the other one. Stage fright. Yeah, face your fears. Go on a podcast and do some weird poetry. I don't know.
My thing for stage fright is... The issue with this is I don't have very good advice because I stopped performing because of my performance anxiety.
Ooh.
So I don't really have a lot of advice on this unless it's like take...
Go do an open mic with me.
I already did.
How'd that go?
Fine.
Let's do another
Mostly
one.
Mostly bad. Okay.
So let's do another one. They can only get better or worse.
Yeah, those are the two options.
Or they stay the same.
Oh, I guess there's
yeah,
three.
Yeah, there's three.
I think my advice would be if you have to be on stage, maybe figure out a way that you can deal with it. Maybe like breathing exercises, maybe visualization techniques. But also, there's always an option to pick a new medium. Like if you don't do well on stage, you can do well like with audio or visual or something else that doesn't have to do with like a live aspect.
Yes.
Which sounds maybe like a cop out or it's like playing to your strengths.
Mm. Play into your strengths, but don't shy away from your fears.
Agree.
Yeah. Great.
Okay. New chapters is the next one, which we kind of touched on. New chapters.
New chapters.
One quick tip, 2 cents on new chapters.
Oh, that's the thing I'm giving a tip
yeah.
on? Okay. I would say this. We are reluctant to close chapters and move on sometimes because the chapter was so good. But even Fresh Prince went off the air, right?
Yeah.
So even though you don't want to, life is ever-changing, ever-evolving. It's going to move on whether you want to or not. That book, that giant scroll of life is going by. And if just because you stop writing your chapter, you stay stuck on one, that life keeps going and you've got to keep going with it.
That's really good advice. Sometimes I need to rehear that. My tip on new chapters is dive right in. I feel like so many times I've been so reluctant to leave the past because it was great. But you're wasting your time if you just keep ruminating on the past. And I've done that so many times. Mm-hmm, I used to just be so nostalgic. But it's like, that's not coming back.
No, there's a small book everybody should read. It's called Who Moved My Cheese? It's like 50 pages. Have you read it?
No, but I think I remember you talking about this years ago.
Super simple book, but it's like if you're rats in a maze and your cheese gets moved to a different spot in the maze, like, are you going to keep going back to that spot that used to have your cheese and used to be like your source of great? Or are you going to go back home and keep wishing it shows up? Or are you going to go to other parts of the maze and find the new cheese?
Yeah.
You know, it's what's going to be your new behavior. And the only option is move on. And the quicker you can adapt and the quicker you can go out and search for whatever the new is for you, the happier you're going to be quicker.
I love that. Nice. Nice book review.
Yep. Saved you 1 hour of reading.
Do you have a quick tip on flights?
Take a Xanax.
Ooh, what if you can't get one? Melatonin?
Melanin? Get some melanin.
Just sunlight?
Just get some.
So yours is take a Xanax. Just sleep the whole time.
Yes. So this is my advice for flights. Always land in the PM of wherever you're going so that once you get in, you can just check in and go straight to bed.
That's good.
Never get in at like 7 a.m. because then you just ruin an entire day
being
tired.
You're just so tired.
Yeah.
That's actually really good advice. I do that all the time, especially going from the West Coast to the East Coast. I always take a red eye just so I have more time.
Mm.
But I'm so tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. My tip on flights is, okay, this is a little weird.
A little weird.
But I also heard you shouldn't get coffee on an airplane because like the water is terrible or something like that. But usually they always have Starbucks coffee on the airplane. So I don't really love hot coffee. So if you just ask for one cup of ice and then coffee, you can make an iced coffee.
That's a different kind of tip. That's good. That's good stuff.
I think it's pretty good. Also, like, bring moisturizer.
Oh, I have another flight tip. I got a lot of flight tips, folks. Put an air mask over your face.
An air mask?
You know, the little surgical masks?
That
a lot of Asian people wear around Beijing because it's so polluted. But if you wear one of those across your face, one, you're not getting everybody else's germs. And two, people, like, if you're flying Southwest, people don't want to sit next to you because they think you're sick. So one time I wore gloves and I always wear my face mask and I get nobody next to me on every Southwest flight.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's the good one.
That's the good one. Another flight tip is to wear headphones immediately. Don't ever take them out.
No.
Even if you're not listening, you love talking to people on the airplanes?
I sometimes enjoy talking to the people on airplanes, yeah.
That's fine.
You can play cards with them.
Cards?
You don't play cards?
Analog cards. You're telling me you're gonna put solitaire spread on that tiny little tray.
No, you play solitaire by yourself.
Nice.
Yeah, you don't play cards? I always bring a deck of cards on a flight. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there that is.
There it is.
So the last one is saying no.
Mm.
Do you have a tip on saying no?
No.
Nice.
Actually, I do. Say it.
Okay, how?
Speak honestly always. If you don't want to go somewhere and you just don't want to go, say you don't want to go. Okay. There's no reason to come up with excuses. I think as long as you're speaking from honesty, then speak from the no. However, if you're saying no out of fear, then you should probably say yes.
Ooh, or just like at least ask yourself why.
Yeah. Find the root of the cause of the problem. The root of the cause of the problem.
I think I want to go off of that one.
Cool. Do that. It's your podcast. You can do whatever you want.
Thank you so I can do literally you whatever. Okay, here's a song by Reliant K that I know word for word. If I can do whatever.
Do whatever.
I'm going to sing it now.
Okay, do it.
Should I do it with music or not?
I think just wing it.
Okay, it goes like this. It's called Gibberish. There's no real words.
Okay.
It goes, oh God, I'm really nervous right now.
Oh yeah, I'm excited. It's even better.
I'm actually not going to do it.
Do it. Ooh. Oh, now you have to do it. Oh. What are you shying away from? Because you're scared.
Yeah.
You're scared.
Okay.
Step into that power.
Okay. Oh man, I'm nervous. I feel like the music could be here with me.
But it's not.
Okay, but it could be.
Yeah, but it's not. Yeah, are you using the music as a crutch right now?
Maybe, but maybe not. Maybe it's just like, I want to not be alone.
How's the song go? Beep, 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 beep.
No, it doesn't. Have you ever listened to Reliant K before?
I know one song by Reliant K.
Okay, here it goes. I'm gonna play this and I'll sing it with you. Are you ready for this? I think it goes like this. Our glue is in a thin and it gets under bird. Bit a minute, casticated in a circle. Perlier, Stinadilla, Bilizé, Retorier, Parafilantinier, Parafilantinier. Dorga, Orga, Dorga. I can't do it anymore. It's really weird.
I like it.
But you said I could do anything.
You could do anything.
I got really nervous.
You like those like weird offbeat punk songs.
Oh, I love them.
You remember, that Show Me Your Booty Hole song?
Yeah.
By like Seosin.
Seosin.
You want to do that one for the nice people?
Well, I'm not going to sing that one. That was just a little wild. I played that. Why did I like that? I think it's just like funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's no other way to take that song.
It's a lot. I'll just show you the first, like, 5 seconds, because it is a wild song. Here it is.
Show me your booty hole.
Oh.
Show me your booty hole.
That's really all there is. And because Seosin was like a punk
like
band.
A screamo,
but they did that,
band,
like,
yeah.
weird thing, and I thought it was hilarious, but it is not.
Walk up in the club like you think you nice.
Wait, so I showed you that song, and now you love it?
No, you showed me that song, and I was like, this girl's weird.
And that is the insight on me.
I liked it. I liked every second of that.
Well, if you listening liked every second of Justin, where can they find you on the internet?
Usually I am on, I was going to make a joke, and then I'm like, I'll just go serious. You can.
Yeah.
My joke was going to go to Pornhub, too. You can find me on Pornhub.
That's fun.
Browsing the animated section, because I feel like too many lives get hurt in the sex industry, and this is not PG, is it? I don't know.
I mean, how about we try the honest thing, too? We'll do one take of that.
We can do either one. JustinJamesHughes.com. I update it very sporadically. You can go to Instagram.com/Hughes with 4 U's.
That's right. And if you're going on Instagram on your desktop, that's kind of wild.
You don't do that?
No.
Oh. Then you can just search HUUUGHES. There's a lot of travel pictures, pictures of cute little cuddly animals. I got a dog that I post pictures of. I just posted a picture of my recently deceased truck.
Oh.
Oh. Sad yeah. day. Sad day.
Well, if you've got it.
Well, that's it.
If you have a sticky situation or burning concern, email us at justatipshow@gmail.com and be sure to sign off sleepless in Seattle style so we don't out your true persona. Double points if you mention your age in the end, because in the end, anywhere you want, really, because it'll help us help you.
Help us.
Justin,
help.
Is there anything you want to say on the way out? I'll play you out. I'll give you something else.
I just want to say thank you for having me on the show. Thank you for coming back into my life after all these years.
Wow.
I've thought about you from time to time, and it's been an interesting journey we've been on out here in LA together, but separate. And, oh, this got real sentimental real quick.
This one's a little sad, though.
And
now I'll kill you. Sounds kind of like a murder mystery.
Go ahead.
This is like Clue is like after Clue. Hours.
After hours.
Someone's going to die, but it'll be sexy.
Sexy as fuck. Getting beaten by a candlestick.
Okay.
But you like it a little bit.
Okay, we're done here.
We're done here.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.